The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, joins us for our weekly Money Spot. Now, Revolut, the fintech company, today claimed it has more than 1 million customers in Ireland. Is that an independently audited figure, Charlie?
No, I'm afraid it's not, Matt. It's the company saying that they have a million customers, which is absolutely extraordinary because they had 500,000 customers just 6 months ago. So this growth is exponential. It's just unbelievable. You can bet your life that the bankers and traditional banks are having nightmares about this. They're not audited figures, Matt, and we don't know how many of those are active customers. We don't know how many of those are using the kind of low-cost or virtually no-cost debit card, that's MasterCard, that Revolut issues, or whether there's some of them are using the premium cards and the metal card, which we have to pay a monthly fee on, but you get more services. You get the likes of travel insurance and some medical insurance. Its growth is just extraordinary. There's no other way of explaining it.
Why is it growing so quickly? Is it because the traditional banks have struggled to offer new services because of their aging IT systems?
Yeah, I think that's a fair and valid point, Matt. And, their IT systems are absolutely dire. Their legacy systems, they failed to invest in them over the last few years because they've had been too busy trying to rescue, turn around their situations. You have the likes of Ulster Bank, who has an awful lot of IT outages. The likes of Bank of Ireland, one of the biggest banks in the country, they can't offer Google Pay or Apple Pay as yet on their app. So, they're really struggling to catch up. They have legacy costs as well, big costs such as, big staffs and branch networks. Whereas you have this new, nimble company which offers a very attractive proposition, particularly to young people. It's got a very good app. It's essentially an app. It's a money, electronic money institution rather than a digital bank. But the app is brilliant. There's no fees on direct debits if you get the kind of basic card. There's no fees on contactless payments. You can get a virtual card, which is very safe to use online. And some people would just like the fact that it's not a pillar bank. I mean, the banks have a very bad reputation, whether they like it or not, and they still haven't recovered from that. So people like this app, and it's spread by word of mouth, by social media, by people recommending it to each other, and it's just taken off like wildfire. It's
okay, but banks, pillar banks, as you call them, and traditional banks, are licensed by the central bank. Is Revolut licensed by our central bank?
This is where it gets really complicated, Matt. It's not licensed here, no. They have a license in Lithuania, which is fine if you're Lithuanian. You're covered by the Lithuanian Bank Guarantee Fund, which covers up to €100,000. But Revolut operate here under what's called an e-money license from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. So this is very complicated.
How's that going to work after Brexit at the end of the year when Britain is no longer part of the EU?
Yeah, well, they're saying if there's a default, what they do is they put money into a secure account in a top-tier bank. It's ring-fenced, and if there's a default, that money gets called on ahead of creditors. So, that's messy. They're saying after Brexit, actually, which could be positive for here, they may move a lot of their operations to Ireland in the event. So you may actually see them trying to get a license through the likes of the central bank here. The main competitor to Revolut is N26. It's got a license, a banking license from the German regulators, and so you're covered by the German deposit guarantee here in this country through N26.
Does Revolut require you to deposit money to use money, or does Revolut allow you credit, effectively lend to you?
It doesn't lend to you. It's just essentially, it's essentially a debit card, a current account. Essentially, you can have your wages going into it and pay them out. The app is very good, but it doesn't offer credit, doesn't offer credit cards, doesn't offer loans. They are talking about doing that. They may well do that in future, but at the moment, it's just a current account. That's why it's attractive to younger people who maybe, not in a position to get a mortgage as yet, but they want a current account they can use. So this is leaving the credit unions in the shade. It's leaving the banks in behind, because it's so popular with younger people in particular.
But who owns it? I was fascinated by a lengthy piece that appeared in the Financial Times recently, which very much linked its founder to the Kremlin.
Yeah, and they're very sensitive to that, because it was started by two Russians, essentially, Nikolai Storonsky and an engineer called Vlad Yatshenko. Now, Storensky has had to deny a number of times that he's any links to the Kremlin or the Russian government. His father works in one of the big Russian companies, Gazprom. He's in the research side of that. And Gazprom, as we know, sponsors the Champions League. But you look at it, they're just saying it's really nonsense. There was a very big investigation into the company in the Financial Times. The company are very dismissive of that. They say, look, many of the issues raised in that have been resolved. They're not linked to the Kremlin in any way. You know, the implication, I suppose, the insinuation maybe is that they're based in Lithuania. That's where the banking license comes from. And, you know, is there Russian money going into it through Lithuania, which is obviously very close to, physically to Russia, and it's an ex-Soviet state. But they're at pains to deny there's any connections here at all. And you know, they're saying...
But what about the security on the app as well? I mean, if you have an app with Revolut, will it have access to other things on your mobile phone, for example?
Well, no. Well, they're saying that they don't. You know, that it's pretty secure. It's a sophisticated, modern app. You know, that shouldn't happen. Well, you know, we have seen that there is problems. Because they need to clamp down heavily on money laundering, sometimes people get mistakenly labelled as having using their account for money laundering. And sometimes those accounts get shut down and can be hard to get through to the company. They've had to employ an awful lot more customer service people to deal with customer service complaints. But, you know, they say they prioritise security, that their compliance is now, they're getting that up to speed, that they've never been questioned or reprimanded by the Financial Conduct Authority in Britain, who would come and have an oversight of them. So, you know, of course there's going to be problems, Matt, because they're a startup, I mean, and that's fair enough, but, you know, and they have to grow, and they have been kind of trying to become more traditional in the way they do things by taking on a banker as chairman of the company now, guy who's also involved with Aberdeen Asset Management. So,
Charlie, there's a very interesting one here from a listener. Can you ask, do the transactions used in Revolut affect a mortgage application? This is interesting because they don't offer mortgages, so you still have to go back to the traditional pillar bank probably to look for a mortgage. But will they look for records of all your Revolut transactions?
They will, Matt. Yeah, they will. And there is a kind of an open banking thing that came in at the start of this year, which would, if you give permission, allow, supposing you're making an application to AIB, that your transactions then can be inspected by AIB. You have to provide, no matter who you're getting a mortgage off, they will want to see your current account activity, because, you know, if they see the likes of the fact that you're using your debit card or your online account to do a lot of betting with Paddy Power, they won't want you to give you a mortgage. So, you know, that standard, no matter who you bank with, no matter who your current account is with, you're going to have to let the mortgage bank see who you see what you've been doing for the last couple of months.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, as ever, thank you for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.